And we return to Jimmy Allen's Air Adventures. Jimmy and Speed Robertson, you will remember, were in the air taking part in a furious night dogfight, the sensational climax to an air movie. Nails Ballou had previously reported that Harry Phelps had fallen from his plane. There is no doubt in the minds of Speed and Jimmy that Ballou deliberately killed Phelps, but they are unable to prove it. But they, with the Englishman Ramsey and Roy Phelps, Harry's son, are now acquainted with Baloo's terrible secret, that while a pilot in the war, Ballou was a treacherous spy working both for the United States and Germany at the same time. Ballou is out to kill the four, who are on their guard. He attacks Jimmy and Speed using real bullets in his machine guns instead of blanks, but the two chums drive him off. Then he attacks Roy Phelps, and Ramsey comes to the boys' rescue. Ballou sweeps upward in an attempt to get Ramsey in his gun sights, and his P-51 staggers momentarily in a stall. In that instant, Roy Phelps dives with terrific speed and crashes directly into Ballou's cockpit. Jimmy and Speed, roaring toward the two ships in their P-61, are sick with apprehension.
Speed! Speed! Roy's gone!
Oh, I'm afraid so, Jim. I don't believe either of them could survive that crash.
Look! The two planes are locked together!
Oh, my gosh, Jim, that's fantastic! Why, they've come together in such a way they're still partly airborne. Instead of spinning down there, they're kind of spiraling down slowly like one plane. Come on, let's get over there. Can't you get any more speed out of this crate?
The throttle's wide open, Speed. I'm getting every inch out of her I can.
I don't know we can do anything, but I'd like to get as close as I can.
We'll be there in a second.
Now watch it, Jim. Those two ships may start spinning.
I see it. I'll circle around them in a bank, and we'll keep level with them as they go down.
I'll hold the ship in this bank. It's just right.
Oh, what's the matter with them, Speed? Oh, Roy, why don't you jump? Hurry, Roy, jump!
I'm afraid they're both knocked unconscious by that crash if they weren't killed outright.
Ballou got it much worse than Roy, Speed, see? The front of Roy's motor is almost inside Ballou's cockpit.
Yeah, and Roy's prop blades have almost chewed Ballou's fuselage in two.
Well, but if Roy doesn't come to in time to jump and pull his ripcord, there's not a chance in the world for him.
Not a single one, Jimmy.
If we could only do something, Speed. Isn't there something we could do?
I don't know of a thing except to pray. What altitude are you at now, Jim?
12,000 feet.
Well, how thick are these clouds?
Oh, about 3,000 or 4,000 feet.
All right, here's what you're going to do. Just as we start going through these clouds, you veer off, stick your nose down, and dive almost vertically. After you've gone about 2,000, do a half turn and keep on. That should bring us out just beneath where Ballou and Roy should come out of these clouds. Being in that wide, flat spiral, they won't lose altitude as fast.
Well, look, Speed. Neither Roy nor Ballou have moved yet. You know, every time we get close to him, I can see right into the cockpit. Ballou seems to have crumpled up at the bottom. He's almost out of sight.
Yeah, he just seems to be slumped over a little. Now, if we could only do something, Jim. I don't think Roy's hurt very badly. He's only knocked out. If he could come to, he'd have a good chance.
All right, now watch it. We're almost to the clouds.
Okay, I sure hope none of these other ships have the same idea we have.
What do you say we be the first to dive into the clouds? They'll see us and know what we're trying to do then.
That's good. Stick your nose down and hop to it.
Okay, here we rip.
So far, Jim.
Almost 2,000, Speed. Oh, gee, it's pitch black in here.
All right, you better make that turn now. We don't want to be too far away from where Roy and Ballou will come out.
Okay.
Now, watch it now. If you're right about these clouds, we ought to come out pretty quick.
I was just judging by what I saw when we climbed up. The bottoms of these clouds were at about 9,000 feet.
Don't forget some of these mountains over here pretty high.
I'm not forgetting, Speed. Look, I think we're coming out now.
We better. I know this plane's not going to stand much more of this dive.
I know it. The whole ship's vibrating as though it was going to go to pieces. Here we come, though. There, we're out.
Hey, watch it, watch it. Don't try to pull out too quick. You'll snap a wing.
I know, but I don't want to lose too much altitude.
Take it easy. Sure, we're down below these clouds. Yeah, that's the stuff you can start leveling off.
Can you see the ground?
Yeah, I can barely make it out.
I think we've got 3,000 or 4,000 feet to spare, Speed. The clouds were moving over toward our field anyway. Now, these must be those low foothills not far from El Toque.
Pull up now, Jim, to about 1,000 feet below those clouds and keep your eyes upstairs.
Okay. Oh, look, Speed, look. What's that?
Whereabouts?
Right over there to the right. You see that dark shape?
That's not Baloo and Roy. It's not big enough. I can make it out now. It's that Messerschmitt. It must be Ramsey.
Oh, he must have dived through the clouds right after we did.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Well, look, up there to the left.
Hey, give your engine wide open throttle, Jim, and pull up. I think that's Roy and Baloo.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a 51 in the ME, all right. Still locked together.
Wait a second. I'll pull up as close as I can. Getting that bank again, but it's pretty hard to see. It's so dark here under the clouds.
And I don't take any chances, kid. Don't get too close.
There, I can see him now. The ships are still spiraling down at the same rate of speed.
Yeah, they'll keep going like that till they hit the ground.
Yeah, Baloo looks just the same, but Speed, Roy's moved.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. His left arm was outside the side window, and now it's inside.
Maybe he's thrown inside with the motion of the plane.
I don't think so. And his body isn't quite in the same position.
Wait. By George, Jim, you're right. Roy wasn't hurt badly. He was only stunned. Oh, if he'll only come too long enough to jump.
Oh, he's got to. We can't let him be killed. Come on, Roy. Quick, snap out of it. Roy, jump. Jump before it's too late.
He's got to hurry or he won't have a prayer. Look down below. That ground's coming up terrifically fast.
I know it, Speed. I know it. Oh, isn't there anything we can do?
Not a thing in the world.
Oh, look. Look over there, Speed. Roy's moving. See, he's lifting his head.
Yeah, you're right. He's beginning to come too. He's glancing around him. Come on, Roy. Hurry.
I think he's beginning to realize what's happened.
Yeah, he sees us. Motion to him, Jim. Motion to him to jump.
Okay. Jump, Roy. See? Down. Get out of that ship and jump. He understands us. Oh, hurry, Roy, hurry.
Yeah, he's unbuckling his belt. Hey, he's standing up for the escape hatch and he's pushing it back. He's got it now, I think.
There he goes. He's away.
It'll be a miracle if he doesn't hit that tail.
He's past it, Speed.
Oh, don't pull your ripcord too quick, Roy. You'll get tangled with that wreckage.
Oh, he's got to pull it. The ground's so close, it'll be a miracle if he makes it. Hurry, Roy, hurry. Jerk that ripcord.
Come on, level the ship out, Jimmy. We'll crack up ourselves.
Okay. Look, Speed. Roy shoots opening.
It's open.
There. He's hit the ground, see? The chute's collapsing.
Oh, the wreck of those two ships is coming down right by him.
Oh, Speed, I'm afraid Roy's going to be killed anyway.
Hey, they're going to hit.
Oh, Roy sees him, though. He's trying to get out of the way.
Oh, they hit. Oh, boy, what a crash.
Oh, but Roy got out of the way in time. He's all right, see?
Come on, throttle and dive down near him, Jim. Dive down near him.
All right. Oh, but wait a minute. Can't we land?
No, it's too hilly here. There isn't a chance. All right, here we are. Now pull up a little circle and waggle his wings. He's just below us. Now we'll send a truck out for him. He'll understand what we mean.
Now he understands. See, he's waving back.
Okay, now make for home with wide open throttle.
Okay. As soon as I land, I'll get a truck and go out after him.
Okay, I'll get in touch with Stuart and Milligan.
Well, hello, Jim. How's Roy? Pretty badly shaken up, I suppose.
Oh, yes, he was, Speed, but, well, he's okay now. He's a game boy, Speed.
What about Baloo?
Roy rushed to the wreck at once, but he said Baloo was... Well, he's dead.
Yeah, just an unfortunate accident, Jim. And Ramsey told Milligan that he saw the whole thing and that it couldn't have been helped.
Ramsey's right, Speed. It was like you said, one of those unfortunate air accidents that'll happen in stunt flying. The same sort of thing that happened, well, to Roy's father.
That's right, Jim. That's what we told the sheriff, and he seems satisfied.
How about the picture, Speed? Did they get the rest of those night scenes?
Hey, I'll say so. Hank says they're the best air action scenes he ever filmed in his life. You know, he caught the crash of the two planes together, and then he kept grinding until they disappeared in the clouds. Now, the story will have to be changed slightly, but the scene will make a wonderful climax.
Will they need any more flying?
We're all finished, Jim. You know, Milligan says this will be the greatest combat picture ever filmed.
Oh, gee, that's swell. That's great. Well, Speed, what do you say we go back to Kansas City tomorrow? You know, we may get some word from the monsoon people about that race.
Well, that suits me fine, Jim. We'll grab ourselves a Grand National Airways ship in the morning. That transcontinental air race is going to require my attention from now on.
You know, I've been thinking, Speed, how about taking Roy along with us? You can get him a job with Grand National Airways.
Well, okay, we'll do it.
Oh, that's swell. He'll be the happiest fellow in the world. Well, maybe not the happiest.
What do you mean by that, Jim?
Well, if I get a chance to fly in that Vanderpool Cup race, I'll be the happiest.
Okay, kid. Just keep your fingers crossed. Remember, anything can happen in flying. Come in.
Mr. Robertson?
Yeah, I'm Robertson.
Here's a telegram for you.
Okay. Here you are, son.
Gee, thanks.
Oh, gee, Speed, I wonder if it has anything to do with... Oh, I didn't even wait.
Remember, I said to keep your fingers crossed. Jim will listen to this. Your recommendation appreciated. Stop. We'll follow your advice. Stop. How do you like that? Have Jimmy Allen report to her factory, immediately prepared to fly our airplane in Vanderpool Transcontinental Race. Stop. Now listen to this. If Allen can win for us, we will give him all prize money and trophy. Well, who do you think that's signed by, Jim? That's signed Monsoon Aircraft Engine Corporation.
What great, great news for Jimmy Allen. Another dream come true. He is going to fly in the famous transcontinental race for the Vanderpool Trophy. There's bound to be excitement in the next episode of the Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.